and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. And this is the Sunday that we celebrate the transfiguration of the Lord. I'm getting a sense of that right now through those back doors, the bright lights. And this means this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and we will be having our 5:30 meals. You're all welcome to come for those. Then the service begins at 6:30. We will have Wednesday services as usual at 6:30 throughout the Lenten season, but we will have 5:30 meals throughout that season. Allow me to tell our listening radio listeners the hymns that we have for today. Our opening hymn is 414, "'Tis Good, Lord, to Be Here." The hymn of the day is 413, "A Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair." During distribution, 821, "Alleluia, Sing to Jesus." 537, "Beautiful Savior." 503, "O Day Full of Grace." Our closing hymn is a hymn of the month. 655, "Lord, Keep Us Steadfast in Your Word." Also, today we'll be collecting the baby bottles. If you have a contribution you'd like to make to Apple Pregnancy Care Center, you could just, you know, put it in the big baby bottle. Or if you want to get a hold of me, we'll get those back to Apple Pregnancy Center sometime this week, perhaps. So that's all. Let's begin with our opening hymn, 414, "'Tis Good, Lord, to Be Here." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow some silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In your insert, we sing together the introit. Glory be to God on high, and on earth.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshadowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this Transfiguration of the Lord Sunday is from 2 Kings chapter 2. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal, and Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he said, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Elijah said to him, "Elijah, Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water. And the water was parted to the one side and to the other till the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please, let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more. This is the word of the Lord. On our insert, we sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapters 3 and 4. "Since we have such a hope, we are bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened, for to this day when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another. From this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. There are a lot of places that you might be right now if you weren't physically here in the sanctuary with us worshiping this morning. I know many listening on the radio would rather be here if their health didn't keep them homebound. But for those physically here, I know that you could be in bed sleeping or maybe on the couch scrolling or watching TV or reading, listening to music in your easy chair, maybe visiting with friends, family at a coffee shop. Or you might not be doing anything, relaxing or enjoying. You might just be trying to catch up with all the stuff that's built up over the week, or maybe actually working. That might be where you would be if you weren't here this morning. Whatever options you have, let me assure you that it is good that you are here in the presence of God, listening to Jesus. Peter made this statement to Jesus on the mountain while Jesus was transfigured, changed into this brilliant, bright light. Elijah and Moses talking to him. As Jesus allowed himself to shine brightly, Peter, James, and John, they're terrified in his holy presence. Mark tells us Peter didn't know what to say. There's Elijah, the renowned prophet who God used 900 years earlier to restore Israel to worship of the true God, the one whom the chariots of fire came, who was taken up in a whirlwind into heaven. And there's Moses, the one God chose 1,500 years earlier to write those first five books of the Bible. God chose Moses to lead his people out of slavery through the wilderness, the promised land. When God called into his holy presence on Mount Sinai to give him the law, God's word for the people, the one who said to the people of Israel, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, 'Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire anymore, lest I die.'" They were terrified then to be in the presence of the Almighty Holy God. And Peter, James, and John, they're terrified as they're in the presence of the Almighty Holy God. In that moment, as Elijah and Moses talk to Jesus, affirming that Jesus is the one that they spoke of so long ago, that they looked forward to, they pointed to, that they assured the people of, the law, the prophets, the Holy Scriptures, the resurrection, eternal life in the presence of God, all validated right there, confirmed. So obvious and so clear in that moment, at least. It was also terrifying. Peter, James, and John, sinners, of course, in the presence of the Holy God. Peter didn't know what to say, we're told, but he said something anyway. "Rabbi, it's good that we are here." And it was good that they were there. But there was more. There was more to come, as you heard. "And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, 'This is my beloved son. Listen to him.' And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only." Clearly, Jesus is the one that God was speaking of in this simple instruction, "Listen to him." Now, he didn't say, "Sit back and relax. Just bask in the glow." Didn't say, "Take it easy." No. The disciples were commanded, listen to the word of Jesus. The words of Jesus would provide all that they would need. And Jesus' words were what they were to tell others and to repeat when they would gather together. And they did listen. They stayed with Jesus as he continued his way to Jerusalem. Into the cross. The cross is where the glory of God would ultimately be revealed in Jesus. As Moses, Elijah, all the law and the prophets testified, the Son of Man must suffer and die, in order to bring sinful man back into the glorious presence of God, where God wants us to be. Maybe that's what Elijah and Moses were talking to Jesus about, what was coming, because that moment was soon to be, this glorious moment for Jesus. More glorious than all this bright shining like the sun, more glorious than his terrifying holy presence on Mount Sinai, more glorious than the whirlwind and the chariots of fire, more glorious than all those signs, all the wonders, all the encounters, all the revelations that God had manifested before it was going to be on the cross. That is where Jesus was going. His bright light would be veiled, the heavenly glory hidden, to give himself up to the hands of sinful men, so that he might suffer at the hands of those he created, those he sustained, those he came to rescue, to give his life as a ransom for many, to make a way into the presence of the holy God for those that have no other way. The glory of God would be revealed through Jesus offering himself as the once-for-all sacrifice on the altar of the cross, that all who believed in him might have access to the glorious presence of the holy God. Through his merciful sacrifice, Jesus did make it possible for us to be in his glorious presence with all the company of heaven, the angels, archangels, saints, Peter, James, John, Moses, Elijah. He brought us in through his flesh. There is no other way. He brought us in through your baptism. Your old sinful self was destroyed, drowned, put to death, so that we may be holy, to live in his presence. So we are to follow him and listen to him, to die to self as we follow. We must die. Our sinful nature must die. We must be put to death and buried with Christ so that we may be raised with him to a new life with him. Man in his sinful nature does hide from God, terrified to face what we deserve, be exposed to his holiness. And yet Jesus says, have no fear. He has overcome what we deserve, punishment, sin, death, the devil. We've been brought into his presence through his life, his death, his resurrection. And so he comes to us now. He comes to us through his word. He comes to us through the sacraments. His heavenly glory is hidden up here. Yet he is here. Jesus had charged Peter, James, and John not to tell anyone what they had seen on the mountain until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. After Jesus, the Son, rose from the dead, well, he went to Peter, James, and John and the others again. He taught them as they listened to him. He ate with them. He commissioned them. He empowered them. It was time to tell others all that they had seen and heard and experienced in his presence, to confirm that the scriptures, the promises of God are all true in Jesus. Jesus is the risen Lord and Savior. And through Jesus, the veil separating us from the Almighty God has been torn. And through Jesus, we are called to be in his presence and to listen to Jesus. Jesus tells his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. In Christ, we have forgiveness of sins, freedom from the devil and whom we were enslaved to. We have eternal life. We have the promise of the resurrection to rise and enter into his glorious kingdom as his heirs, joint heirs. But there are many people who do not have this. They don't have access to the holy God. They are afraid. Without Jesus, they have no hope. So yeah, there's more to do. We're not just to bask in the glow of our Lord and all he's promised. We certainly do rejoice in it, but we're not just to take it easy. We listen to him and do as he commands, to go and tell others. We're no longer here living for ourselves. We're living for him. We've died to self to live for him and to live for others, the ones for whom he has come. It is good that we are here in the presence of the Lord. We who know him, we experience his presence regularly. The blessings we receive here when we gather, we listen to Jesus. We hear his words of forgiveness, his words of love, his words of eternal life. But we can let other people know. We can tell others what Jesus says. We can encourage them to experience Jesus, to be here with us in his presence, to listen to him through his word, to experience his mercy, to receive his forgiveness, to sing his praise, to join together with our hearts in prayer. It is good that we're here in the presence of the Lord. Here we do listen to Jesus rather than our own thoughts while lying in bed or on the couch. We listen to Jesus rather than the voices on TV or the internet streams. We listen to Jesus rather than the voices of the world and those who are influenced by evil. Here we are guarded, protected, nurtured, and sustained by the Holy One who brought us into his presence. It is good that we are here. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are called and ordained to serve in Christ's stead and by his command, that their preaching and teaching would flow from the right understanding that all Holy Scripture testifies of Christ and all that he has done and continues to do for our eternal salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Lord's flock here at Zion Lutheran Church, that we would be granted faithfulness, humility, and patience in our various vocations, striving to love God and neighbor in all that we say and do, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For families, that parents would teach the faith to their children, and that the forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in all households, and for all expectant mothers, that they and their babies would be kept safe and healthy throughout their pregnancies, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who have been placed in authority over us, that they would serve with integrity and honor, having the welfare of all in mind, and for our country, that division, conflict, and strife would give way to unity, peace, and quietness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are in need, especially Lynn, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Richard, Ben, Lynn, and Jim, that God would grant them relief and comfort through the promise of sharing in eternal glory with Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the baptized, that we would heed our Heavenly Father's admonition to listen to His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, as He speaks to us through His word and sacraments, and that we would, by grace through faith, behold Him in His glory as He continues to tabernacle among us, delivering forgiveness, life, and salvation through the same. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember on this day the glorious manifestation of your Son's divinity on the Mount of Transfiguration. Teach us to listen to Jesus and ever fix our eyes on him and his innocent suffering and death for our forgiveness. By your grace and mercy, strengthen us to remain faithful in all circumstances of trial, temptation, and persecution. Preserve us to the end, that we may die a blessed death, believing in your beloved Son, with whom you are well pleased, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who at his transfiguration revealed his glory to his disciples, that they might be strengthened to proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful look forward to the glory of life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you. welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. I rest. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given unto death for you. And drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take take and eat. This is the very body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given unto death for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Thank you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.